Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be found acceptable in your sight. Amen. Two young boys were playing catch. I don't know their names, but I'll call them Billy and Bobby. And Billy stops throwing the ball and shouts out to Bobby and says, "My dad is stronger than your dad." Bobby took that as an insult and said, "Well, you can't be. My dad is stronger than a horse." Billy retaliates and said, "Well, my dad is stronger than a car." So Bobby one-ups and again says, "Well, my dad is stronger than a truck." Billy shouts back and says, "Well, my dad is stronger than a bulldozer." Bobby pauses a minute and then says, "Well, my dad's stronger than an airplane." But Billy was on top of him quicker than that. He goes, "Well, my dad is stronger than a rocket ship." At this point, Bobby was flummoxed. He couldn't think of anything stronger than a rocket ship. What is he going to say? And he paused, and his antagonist smiled because he had won. But Bobby had an alternate. He goes, "Well, my dad is smarter than you." Smarter than your dad. How do you like that? I ruined the punchline, didn't I? My dad is smarter than your dad. Anyway, we just, thinking of that little story, sometimes we just run out of words. Or at least we run out of words that express what we want to say. And I get the same feeling when I read our psalm this morning, that the psalmist was in a similar situation. He was trying to find words to express what he wanted to say, and he just feels like he ran out of words. Listen again as I read what Pat read this morning. "The Lord is king. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed as he is girded with strength. He has established the world, and it shall never be moved. Your throne is established from on old. You are from everlasting." And so we have a picture of the psalmist viewing God as a king with all the majesty that entails, and yet that doesn't seem to be enough. And the psalmist goes on and said, "The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their roaring, more majestic than the thunders of the mighty waters, more majestic than the waves of the sea. Majestic on high is the Lord." Straining to find words to describe God. You certainly get the feeling that the psalmist is in awe of God, trying to express those awestruck feelings in words. And so he thinks of the most powerful, magnificent image that he can, and for him it is the sea with the waves crashing against the rocks. It's certainly a picture of power and the picture of might, and it fits with the picture that the psalm was trying to use to describe of God. Or maybe our psalmist was envisioning something even more powerful, just as the waves breaking on the coast, more powerful than just that. Maybe he has lived through a storm on the sea. I don't know if they have hurricanes on the Mediterranean, but certainly they had violent storms that sent the sea into a frothing mess and brought down floods and destruction upon the earth. And maybe that is sort of the sort of power that the psalmist had in mind. It was certainly the sort of power envisioned by Eugene Peterson when he translated Psalm 93 in the Message Bible For he translated it this way: God is king, robed and ruling. God is robed and surging with strength. And yes, the world is firm and immovable. Your throne is ever firm. You're eternal. Again, trying best to describe God as a powerful king. And then Peterson translates, sea storms are up, God. Sea storms, wild and raging. Sea storms with thunderous breakers, stronger than wild storms, mightier than sea storm breakers. Mighty God rules from heaven. What is stronger than a storm, than a mighty sea storm? Only the mighty God. When we think about it, we've never been really good at assigning words to describe God. Great, powerful, almighty, wonderful. These are a few that we toss around, and yet they don't seem to say enough, do they? Back in 1649, our Presbyterian ancestors wrote something called the Shorter Catechism of the Westminster Confession of Faith. Its purpose was to instruct Presbyterians on the essentials of faith. In it, they tried to describe God, and they said, God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. In his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. It's a good try. And yet, those wise scholars from way back decided it wasn't a complete enough list. They went on and wrote what they called the Larger Catechism, where they added a few more words to the description of God. They said, God is a spirit in and of himself, infinite in being, glory, blessedness, and perfection, all-sufficient, eternal, unchangeable, incomprehensible, everywhere present, almighty, knowing all things, most wise, most holy, most just, most merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. And yet even that didn't cover it, does it? It feels incomplete. I mean, we could add a few words, couldn't we? Like God is loving, caring, and compassionate. Are a few that come to mind. But then that is the exercise, isn't it? Try it. What words would you use to describe God? Give me one word to describe God. Go ahead, think of one word to describe God. What would it be? Five words. Give me five words. What would they be? 10 words. Can you describe God in 10 words? In 25 words or less, describe God. If I asked you to write out the words to describe God, how many would you write? When I went to seminary, there was a story that floated around in the first year students' classes that one of the theology professors in the final year theology class required a 50-page paper on God for his final exam. I never took that course, so I don't know if it's true. I was too afraid, I guess. The thing is, there are not enough words to describe God, even on 50 pages. The words we do have just aren't good enough. God is powerful. How powerful? More powerful than a rocket ship? More powerful than a storm at sea? All powerful, omnipotent. God is smart. How smart? Smarter than a computer? Smarter than a fifth grader? All-knowing, omniscient? You start describing God and you end up words that we never use. And the words are never quite enough. And yet maybe that is just it. We get barely enough out of words. Maybe we get just enough to offer up words to describe God and yet never quite have the right word, the best word. Maybe it is enough to stare out at a sunset and say nothing. Maybe it is enough to hear the laugh of a child and say nothing. Maybe it is enough to witness the power of the storm and just know that God is more powerful than the storm. Maybe what we need is not more words to describe God, but more faith to believe in the words we do have. There is a story in the Gospel of Mark about a storm at sea, and it goes like this. On that day, when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in a boat, just as he was. The other boats were with him. A great gale rose, and the waves beat upon the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the storm, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was dead calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who is this then that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Think about it for a minute. Jesus had called these men to be his special followers, his disciples, who were in on all of his teachings, with whom he shared his private thoughts. They watched him perform all sorts of miracles. They had seen him stand up to the authorities and claim his own authority from God before them. And yet here they were, riding in a boat in a storm, and Jesus asked them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" It's not the words we use to describe God, is it? It's the faith we have that causes us to use these words to describe God. God is loving. Do you believe it? God is merciful. Do you believe it? God is wise. Do you believe it? God is powerful. Do you believe it? God is majestic, more majestic than the waves of the sea. Can you believe it? I hope so.